Isn't Bush the one that that documentary that's out now is about? Isn't there a documentary out now about Bush?
On Bush?
Yeah, it no, wait a minute, it's Fishbone I'm thinking of. Never mind. Sorry.
What's the lead singer of Bush's name, Danny?
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah, that's Fetter's best friend.
Okay, never mind. Wires crossed.
Someday he'll be my best friend.
All right, well, it's time now for us to stop down as we try to bounce back from that. For a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Autoflex and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over the top personality. Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
You know, I almost walked to work today. So, a couple weeks ago, we had to give you the bad news that rocker Janie Lane, the lead singer of Warrant, one of the great rock and roll bands of our time, really, he was kind of the Dylan of hair metal bands, Janie Lane was. He spoke to a generation, I like to say. He also flew on a plane with me.
I remember what a tough day that was for Dan.
Oh, my God. Did he make it? Did he take 2 days off?
At least two. Maybe part of a third.
Would you like to guess?
Get on with this. I celebrated his death because he sucked.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. What's up now, world of metal? I'll turn my back.
Don't you think Danny aspired to look just like this, though? Like at one point in his life?
Is no doubt. That is what he wanted.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever, when you were in the metal band, did you ever tease the hair?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
You weren't around.
I know I wasn't around, but I want you to be honest.
I am.
You never blew dry it and made it all frizzy looking and stuff.
See, we can't.
You've seen pictures of it.
He's hitting us with "you aren't around" because he knows we weren't, and we can't prove any of this.
I know.
But we know what they all did.
You don't know
nothing. Why should he be any different?
Uh oh.
Makeup?
No.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
I've got a number two. Oh. Oh. Ouch. That hurt my butt.
What the hell?
Oh, boy. Nice
God.
Work. Nice work, young man. Well, Janie Lane, the lead singer of Warrant, died of?
The clap.
Metal overdose.
Yeah, he OD'd on metal.
That's how I'm going to go out. I'm going to OD on metal. No, he died of acute alcohol intoxication.
So he drank himself to death.
He did. One big night.
Bottom.
Just
bottom,
like
bottom,
Bob
bottom,
Scott.
Bottom.
That's how they all go.
Died in the hotel room. They found lots of, quote, lots of alcohol and prescription medications as well. But they say that it wasn't the pills. It was the booze. Man, that's a
booze.
That's a lot of drinking in one night, you know? Like,
how do you do that?
I don't know. How do you?
Whiskey.
Like that.
No, the thing is, to do that, you would have to turn up basically the equivalent of a bottle of Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than that.
Depending on your body weight and your bottom weight.
You have to keep it down, too.
Yeah, bottom. You do.
Keep it down, big man.
Well, Danny, I'm sorry to break the news to you. I know you were hoping that he died reading the Bible in bed.
Nope.
But maybe it was of natural causes.
I've never cared less about anything in my life.
But maybe,
I know you don't
just
believe
like Kenny
right
Rogers
now.
Said, he got the best that he could hope for, which is to die in his sleep.
He died doing what he did best. Drinking.
So yesterday during Community Quick Hits, we talked about Matt Norgren, the star of Dallas's Most Eligible, and how now he's decided to date a chick whose husband committed suicide like a week ago, who's about 20 years older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
who's in a reality show as well, and just how ridiculous the whole scenario is, and what a fame slut he is. So our good friend Brian Damaris sent me an article or an interview that from some publication called The Examiner.
The Danny Examine It Examiner?
Yeah. And it was done, it looks like, before the show started, before Danny Dallas Is Most Eligible started. And it's no secret that he is the cockiest human being in the city, right?
Right.
Okay. So, here is what
You're the only one who even begins to approach him.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
With my brags about going to Walgreens.
Whatever.
And stuff.
All your athletic,
I have HD.
Your athletic claims.
So
all these feats of yours.
I'm just going to wear my running shoes.
It's not bragging.
I can dunk in my running shoes.
I won't go to Kroger for 6 months or something like that. I got a big old moose in the freezer.
Top that, Matt.
He's got a moose in his freezer.
So here's the woman who, by the way, this is how she starts the interview, how she describes him. Get ready for your scrumptious new obsession, Matt Nordgren, the stupefyingly funny, charming, and all-out hypnotic star on Bravo's new red-hot show, Most Eligible Dallas.
All right. It's already nauseating.
All right. Nordgren is... Tell me if you think this woman was really familiar with Matt Nordgren. So Matt played at Bishop Lynch. Did he walk on at Texas? I don't know. I know that he was
I don't think he did. He was pretty highly recruited.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay. He probably got about 10 snaps in his college career. Here's how she describes him. Nordgren is 1,000% straight up most eligible Texan. After a genius football career at the University of Texas.
Genius?
Genius.
I don't get it.
That's an odd adjective to use to describe somebody's football career.
What was he like, taking a Mensa test on the sidelines?
Well, I'm not finished. After a genius football career at the University of Texas, he was on his way to play in the NFL until an injury sidelined him.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it is genius.
His genius career.
For him
career,
to do so little and have so much made out of him.
Zero career touchdowns and one interception, his college stat line for his career.
Genius.
Yeah. That's genius.
And yet, look how famous this guy is. That is genius.
All right, here's the question.
It's a very digital career.
You were about to start your NFL career when an injury sidelined you. So intense. How did you ever bounce back from that? What? Where was he? He says, well, you know, I always had an injury in my throwing arm, something I just grew up with. I kind of knew I'd have to fight it going into the NFL.
Yeah.
But I was mentally prepared going into the process, so that helped.
What?
Where was he? What did he do?
I don't know. He wasn't drafted.
If you're on a bad date, what's your strategy for turning it around?
Hey!
Here's a disclaimer. Seems 0% possible for you to ever have a bad date. Matt, well, you're right. It is tough for me to have a bad date. But that's only because I like conversation. You see, I'm a type A personality. And if you throw in another type A, well, it often leads to debates. I can't tell you how many coffee dates I've been on that have turned into debates. But, you know, if I know I may never see this person again, I always try to find a way to add value to them.
Add value to them? Like just to grace them with his presence?
Yes.
To
Hang
leave
on.
Them with a little flavor?
Hang on. I like to dive right in, find out what's going on in this person's life, and help them become better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, that red bag in Grandma's shower probably listens to this show. That's
yes.
what he is. He is the definite definition of douchebag.
Die.
Here's another question.
Die. I hope he listens.
This interviewer is worse. Must know question. Would you ever consider being on The Bachelor? Please say yes.
Who's conducting this interview? Samantha from Sex and the City?
Right. Okay, here's Matt. Would you be on The Bachelor? Oh, I totally would.
Yeah, bruh.
There have been so many times when I was going to do the show already. I'd have to be sure that I'm ready to get married, though.
Yeah.
And you know what? For the first time in my life,
oh my God,
I think I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you flew in old Bubble Lips from L.A. God.
I hope he ODs on mainlining Red Bull.
No doubt. And like,
you gotta get it in my system faster.
ODs on canoe.
Cologne?
Yeah.
Canoe.
Or English leather.
Right.
Oh, man. We should read this email about him.
Quickly, huge.
Okay.
You were copied on.
Okay.
From a guy who says that he knows a guy who went to high school with both him and Matt. One summer, this guy was working valet outside one of those ultra lounge places. Wish, I think it was.
Wish.
And one night, Matt pulls up in his fancy car and gives his high school classmate the keys, not acknowledging the guy, even though they know each other. At the end of the night, Matt leaves and gives the guy his keys to get his car. When the valet guy returned with Matt's car, instead of giving him a tip, he gave him an autographed picture of himself in a Texas uniform.
You are kidding.
My God.
Isn't that awesome?
This is to remember my one interception by.
You're welcome.
Now you'll never forget.
Yeah. Suitable for framing.
Wow.
Well, we found out what he was about when he came down for football practice that day.
He wouldn't talk to us.
Yeah.
We weren't
he showed
enough.
Up and then just stood over there the whole time.
Wait a minute. I've never seen any of you guys at Wish before. Seriously. What's the deal? Radio? What is that?
Ugh. Move away, douche pants.
All right, we got to go.
He's the reason that this city sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
That's what's wrong with Dallas, is that guy.
Right. Agree. Wish.
All right, that concludes entertainment news for today.
Wish.
It is 4:52 here on The Ticket.